Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Dr. Randy here live in our Intentional Living studio with a host of helpers. We got Andrew and Gina over there in the Facebook Command Center for our Facebook camera. And Stephen, our producer, taking your calls today. And so I'm glad I dressed up a little bit today, guys, since you've got the camera on there. Welcome to our studio here at Intentional Living. Love to have you join us on Facebook with your comments or call 888-888-1717. Brand new year, 2022. Here's a question. Intentional living is about experiencing more peace and freedom and purpose and direction in our life intentionally for God's glory and our benefit. Here's the question. One thing that you say, hey, I just want to give a shout out to give God glory, because this is one area I've found more freedom. God's given me freedom, more freedom, more peace, more purpose, more direction, whatever it is in your life. One thing you want to give a shout out, give me a call. We'll get you on quickly. All right. Because we only have a half hour. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. And to sweeten the deal, I told Stephen, I said, hey, Stephen, I'll tell you what, everybody who calls, and we try to get them here on the air, let's send them my One Thing wristband. I wear it right here. We got some. We'd love to send you one as a reminder about the power of one thing in the moment. What's the next right one thing today in the moment when you face a challenge, something in your life? What is it? What's that one thing? Anyway, we're sending that to everybody who calls to get on the air here with me. 888-888-1717. One thing. Now, this month of January, I've been talking about the teaching I called Humpty Dumpty. Who pushed Humpty off the wall? Remember the children's rhyme? Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. That's really a picture of what happened with Adam and Eve in the garden. In many ways, they were in a perfect place, perfect state. We read about it in the first book of the Bible, Genesis 1 and 2. Chapter 3 begins with Humpty getting pushed off the wall, jumping off the wall. Satan certainly was there helping, but Adam and Eve making a decision to sin, to fall, and it broke humanity into a million pieces. And you know what? We have spent a lifetime, eons and eons of time, people have tried to put Humpty back together again. And we've done it through religiosity, through drugs, through education, through sex, you name it. Humanity has tried to do it. And only Jesus Christ can put Humpty back together again. But here's a fact. Even when Humpty's put back together, come on, there can be some cracks in our life. And I think we all heard the story of Adam and Eve and the fall in the Garden of Eden. But I'm not sure we've ever really understood what happened to humanity at that moment. In a matter of moments, everything changed emotionally, physically, relationally, what have you, for human beings. And three things happened that we see in Scripture. I'm going to tell you what they are. Before this half hour is out, I want you to understand what these three things are that the Bible records, and specifically how we can be intentional in dealing with them. Because they are affecting you and me today in our life. So I'll tell you what, for the sake of the calls and lines are busy here, I'd love to have you try to get through. Just tell me one thing that, you know, life's been broken, but God is good, and you've experienced some freedom in your life, and you want to give a shout out to God for his goodness. Glory to God and benefit to you, right? 888-888-1717. Is the phone number. Now, before we get to the calls, these three things that we see in chapter 3 of Genesis, after Adam and Eve sinned, or Humpty fell off the wall, right? And a million cracks, three things happened to humanity in a matter of moments. I don't know if it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a day, how long it took for this to occur, but it was just a period of time in history. We see three things: shame, blame, and pain. They rhyme, and I do that because I want you to remember them. We see the shame because the first thing that they did was what? To cover themselves. They saw their nakedness. You know what? You and I can wrestle with shame in our life. We know our nakedness. We know our insufficiencies in life. And we can feel shame, and it can cause us sometimes to just cover up and hide out from people. And in Adam and Eve's case, that's exactly what they did. Because of shame and guilt, they not only covered themselves, but they hid from God, as though God didn't know where they were. You know, like he had to have a GPS to find them or something. He knew exactly where they were. And yet the first thing Adam and Eve did was to hide out and feel shame. Do you feel shame? Have you wrestled with that in life? Not feeling like you measure up, not good enough? You name it. I mean, shame has lots of difficult things that can affect in our life. Secondly, we see blame. Adam said, "It was the woman that you gave me that caused the problem, God," when he was confronted by God. It was the woman. That's a quote, by the way. It was the woman that you gave me. You know what? Blame has been a part of life ever since. Siblings, you got kids, you see them, wasn't me, blaming each other. We blame the government. We can blame people. And there's a tendency as humans, and it's just part of this fallenness of man, is we tend not to take personal responsibility. And then, of course, pain. We know that because of the curse, God comes along to Adam and Eve and says, because of your fallen, sinful experience and decision, Eve, you're going to experience childbirth, and that's going to be painful. Adam, you're going to experience work, and that's going to be painful. There's going to be, you know, thistles, and those of us who live in the desert, you get a little experience of it sometimes. Everything is pricking or pulling or going to grab you in one way or another. And he didn't have all the equipment we have today. And then, of course, death. We know ultimately the pain of death. So shame, blame, and pain. Here's the question. We don't want to park there. Where I'd like to go is to hear the story of how you've found some freedom in your life and what has God done for you. Call me quickly here at 888-888-1717. We'll get you the wristband. Stephen will make sure we get that out in the mail to you. And by the way, this is the teaching this month. Members, the entire teaching on this topic of who pushed Humpty, shame, blame, and pain, what do you do about it? We're touching on it briefly today, is coming your way. It'll be sent to you as we do every month, an audio and video version of the teaching to say thanks for your support and just to encourage you on your journey for being a part of the ministry and being a part of this community. And for those of you who join us, by the way, in support of the ministry, to allow us to continue to do this, we'll get the teaching to you as well. It comes right to you by email, video and audio, along with other helpful resources. You can just go to theintentionallife.com. Let's go to Haley in Arizona. Hi, Haley. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine.
Good. Appreciate your call. What has God been doing for you? What's been going on?
So, as I was in kinder to about like one quarter into fifth, I was at a school that lots of kids like to bully me. And they actually hit me. They punched me because apparently I wasn't quote unquote popular or something like that.
Yeah.
But my mom recently moved me to a different school called Leading Edge Academy. And in the middle of that year, in fifth grade, I actually started to write a book about how I was hurt and bullied. And so now I actually think that God has helped me with that freedom, because now I am at a good school that teaches me how to use manners, teaches me to be nice to other people. And I am nice. Everybody's nice to me. And I feel like God is going to continue using that purpose for my future life.
Good for you. How old are you, Haley?
I am currently 12.
12 years old. Hey, listen, you are a smart young person. You've discovered that some people can be cruel. You know what I found? I found that people that bully, people who are mean, they've got issues. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They got problems. They got stuff going on in their life. And instead of working on their problems, they lash out. So it sounds like you've talked to your mom and you've gotten into a better place, and you sound like you're happy where you are and God's using you there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And what you're writing a book about your experiences?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Well, I tell you what, when you get it all done, you maybe you want to send me a copy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you, Haley. God bless you, and I'm glad you're listening to the radio. Are you home today?
Yes, you got the day off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening, and you tell your mom that she's raising a smart young 12-year-old. Good for you. Appreciate it. Hey, listen, we need more Haleys, and we need less of the bullies. You know what? Let me tell you something, Haley, if you're still listening. Bullies aren't only 12. There's bullies that are 42, 52, 72. And people who are bullies are people who don't feel good about themselves. So thank you, Haley. God bless you. All right. Okay, Tim, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank
good,
you.
Good. What area have you found some freedom from in your life that God's want to give a shout out to God?
Well, 20 years ago, my oldest son, Brian, took his life, and it has been crippling to me as far as fear for my children, and even the joy of grandchildren has been more fear and anxiousness than joy. And just really learning to let God take what he wants to take and let him have it and not pick it up with my wife and I has completely changed our life.
Mm. Did it come to a crisis point, or was this a process that you and your wife went through to come to this this point?
It's been a process, a long one.
Yeah. Which is a reminder to people, just because you know, you're struggling and you want freedom doesn't mean it's going to come overnight. What are some things that have helped you, Tim?
Having other men in my life besides sitting in a congregation on Sunday mornings been the biggest factor. A good man friend was the number one thing. That way when I couldn't find that peace and even trying to pray, I had other men in my life who just kept reminding me and stuck with me.
That's good.
I don't know that I would have made it without that real fellowship, you know?
Yeah, man, we need that community.
And I used to be a pastor, so... All the things that we hear, that we know, when you desperately need them and you really put them into practice, my wife and I really letting God have our anxiousness because we cannot protect our children and be with our grandchildren 24/7, but he's never not with them. And it's just healing. It's way more than just what people think of when they hear prayer.
Amen.
But good men, good friends.
It moves out of the pews and sometimes the theoretical to the reality and to the moment, like we've been talking. So, all right. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your sharing. And, of course, we're very saddened by your loss, but we're also encouraged to hear that God has been healing and bringing you some freedom from fear and anxiety. None of us are immune. Pastors are not immune. Your pastor's not immune from the realities of life. Your pastor's wife. Hey, listen, this is between you and me. Your pastor's wife and your pastor are not immune from the problems of life. All right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Got more people calling in. What's one thing that God's given you freedom in your life? Whatever it is, you just say, hey, I'm feeling more freedom in this area. I want to give a shout out. Glory to God. It's benefit to me and encouragement to others. Give me a call. If we can capture your address, I'll have Stephen make sure we send you the same wristband that I had made for myself. It says one thing on it as a reminder of the power of doing one thing intentionally in the next moment of time when you need to have that moment be right. 888-888-1717 is the number.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Life isn't always happy. Life isn't always positive.
It's true.
Where do you go when things just aren't working for you?
Man, you know, I know the place to go is the Lord. I don't always go there, I got to tell you. And I pay for that. You know, when we turn to something else to try to medicate the pain that we're facing, you know, that's the wrong way. It's a temporary fix, and it's only going to leave you worse off in the end, you know, because there's only one who can really heal. There's only one who can really satisfy, and that's Jesus, you know. And when I run to him, man, I find hope and I find peace and I find restoration, you know, and I find life that is in him. Because he didn't promise us that it would be all roses, you know. He really didn't, you know. In fact, one of the verses that I've been just kind of walking through in the last 5 years has been, you know, in this life, you will have trouble. But don't be afraid because I've overcome the world. For a long time, I thought, like, Jesus, if you've overcome the world, then what's the deal with the trouble then? That means we should not have to go through the trouble. It's an incredible opportunity because he says this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith in him is what is the victory that overcomes the world. That's in the midst of the trouble, we encounter his goodness. We encounter his love. We encounter all that he is. And people are wondering, why can you have peace in the midst of your worst day? You know, that's not an emotion, man. That's encountering a person. That's God in our life, right? He's the place where we need to run. He's the place where we find help.
Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave, he'll be leading worship on our upcoming June Intentional Living cruise to Alaska, breathing some clean, fresh air by June. We'd love to have you be a part of it. He'll be leading worship. He'll be doing some teaching. I'm teaching. Evan Carlson, president of the ministry, he'll be sharing as well. Come to be with others of like mind and heart and faith, but then spending the time just seeing the beautiful sights and hearing the beautiful sounds and experiencing God's creation. This is a vacation with a purpose. And it's the 2022 cruise to Alaska, and it starts in June. What is it, June 19th? I should have the date in front of me. It's either the 12th or 19th. I'll check. I'll get my phone and check. But it's for a full week in June. Limited cabin availability. If you haven't gotten yours, you can check out all the information, the dates, the times, everything associated with it. Go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Okay? Boy, we'd love to have you be a part of it. Couples coming, families, individuals. We know it's not for everybody, but we think it might be for you, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Today, we're just giving a shout-out this month. I've been talking about Humpty Dumpty falling off the wall with a million cracks, right? Jesus puts our lives back together. We can't do it. All the king's horses and men couldn't do it. And we just want to give a shout-out to say, God, thank you. You've been putting this piece back together, filling in the cracks, making things better in my life. What is it? 888-888-1717. Ruth, welcome to the show from Michigan. Appreciate your call. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. What's been going on? What is it? The cracks have been healing.
Well, I tell you what. God has constantly showed himself to me throughout my life. And I my faith in him, I always know that he will help me whatever I need. As a young woman, I lacked confidence, but as I grew and with confidence because of God, I became a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. I was a nurse. I still am a nurse. I do home care on the side. I'm retired, and I will be 70 years old this year.
Good for you. So you're saying you grew up, you didn't have much confidence, and this is something that's grown in your life?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And it has because of God showing himself to me in my life. In things that I can't even explain to most people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I know he's there. I know he's there. So
yeah, that's terrific.
Yes, it's been good for me.
Well, taking off from where Ruth, by the way, thanks, Ruth, taking off from what you just said, when we talk about shame and guilt, two of the things that happened in the Garden of Eden, here are my notes right in front of me. And they dovetail beautifully into what we just heard Ruth say. First of all, to overcome that feeling of shame and guilt is, first of all, you have to have confession to Christ, all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah, we are insufficient. Confidence shouldn't be that we're great and wonderful. We're not. We're sinful people. At the same time, we're not a doormat. God has made us. As they say, he doesn't make junk. And the second step is then to have confidence in Christ. I think that's what Ruth was referring to. Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I either believe it or I don't. You know, that's the kind of confidence that he intends for us. All right, thank you. Let's go to Nicole in Michigan. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What would you like to share?
Well, I like to thank God for everything in my life, because my life has been nothing but living crap. And I like to tell a little story that happened to me just this last week. I like going dumpstering, and I needed some boxes to get rid of some things and whatnot. And so I went and to the dumpster looking for boxes and stuff, and this gentleman was walking down the street, and he was carrying on and whatnot, and I thought he was on drugs and acting crazy and everything. Well, he hollered out at me, and he called me a name, and he said that he was going to kill me. And before I knew it, he was in the back of my car, and I had jumped into my car, locked it, and started it and got ready to leave. But I also noticed that the gentleman had a knife. But I found out today that the gentleman was on meth and he was going crazy because he's already not mentally stable. And I found out that he had two knives. So I want to thank God for helping me get into that car and helping me be able to start it and helping me get out of the area where I was at, to find out that later that he had two knives. And if I had stood there and thought I was that I had all the courage I needed, without thanking God first, I wouldn't be here today to tell that story.
Hey, listen, Nicole. Most of us never experience that kind of thing for lots of different reasons. But it sounds like you've been through a lot in your life, colorfully expressed. And at the same time, hey, I'm thankful for this. God protected me in the moment. You know what? I just did a lesson that's coming out next month on the moments matter. Life success isn't about a destination or an event or someplace in the future. It's about right now. Success occurred at that moment when God gave her the strength to help Nicole get in that car, lock that door, and protect herself. And the wisdom and the smarts to do it. Thank you, Nicole. We're happy for you, and we're pleased that you're safe, and hopefully that person gets the treatment they need. That's for sure. Okay, Corey is in New Mexico. Corey, welcome. What is it you want to share?
Thank you. I just want to share that I've been celebrating freedom, you know, from methamphetamines. I was very broken, and I turned to methamphetamines, and it just really took a toll on my life, controlled me. I lost everything. I was in a jail cell, and I repented, and I gave my life to the Lord. And now I've been serving, you know, in homeless ministry. I've been serving at my church, and I've just been giving back to the Lord and just helping people turn their lives around who are caught in addiction. And it's all because of what God has done for me. And I could say that I've been clean for 5 years, and I love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I just want to live for him all the days of my life.
Amen to you, to God for that, Corey. And, you know, I'm looking at the callers lining up here behind you, and there's a lot of them referencing freedom from addiction, freedom from drugs, freedom from fear, freedom from the things that Satan loves to hook on to us, just like Velcro, and hold us down and defeat us. And so I am really happy for you, and God gets the glory for that, Corey. And you get the benefit. You know what intentional living is all about? Intentional living is about the stories you're hearing today. People who say, hey, here's my intention to find out what God's intention is for my life and then start to live it in the moment. And when I do, hey, that's where true success comes from.
When Adam and Eve fell, when Humpty fell off the wall, the biblical record shows that three things happen at that moment that vibrate throughout history and affect you and me today. Three things happen that we can see from the recorded history in Scripture. Those three things were shame and blame and pain in our life.
And, you know, we've referenced that today. That's an excerpt from the actual teaching that's going out to our members. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. We'd love to get this into your hands. Actually, we're going to send it to you electronically by email. Both the video version that was recorded and the audio recorded, same time. I hope you'll share it with others. We just want to love on you and encourage you. Life is short. How do we live in the moment? We all wrestle with some of this brokenness in our life. We are here to support you in the process. And I want to say thanks to those of you who have been supporting the ministry and have put it on the auto giving plan just to help us. Thank you for in this new year for continuing to do so. We can't continue the ministry without your support. And so 2022 is every bit as important as 2021, maybe even more so, as we see everything going on in the world today. So come and join me. We'll get that to you. We'll get that sent to you. But also, we have a brand new a little flip book here called Intentional Moments, 52 Inspirations for a Brand New Year. And you can set it up. I have it on my desk at home. And you can put it on your desk and just go through it and again and again and again. And these 52 inspirations will just encourage you. And I appreciate Shanna and the rest of the team that's worked so hard to put that together. It's for you. And we'll get it to you as you send that gift to help us here in January. We certainly need it. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. All the information is there. We got a lot of helpful information for you. I want to say thank you for joining us today and remind you that when you give glory to God for whatever it is that you found freedom, a couple things happen in that moment of gratitude. God gets the glory. You get encouraged. And those who hear it see a path for themselves. It works. So continue to share that. Those of you joining us on Facebook today, love to hear your comments. We didn't get to any of those today. We'd love to hear them. Just post them and I'll read some of them maybe in our next visit together. So post for us your comments about what is it that God's given you freedom in, and we'll try to get some of those on the air. Again, do that today. I'm Dr. Randy for Andrew and Gino and Stephen and myself. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.